Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 21, 2026. Today's tape is set by a DeFi shock, institutional flows and renewed stablecoin scrutiny. A compromised cross-chain bridge drained about $292 million from Kelp DAO, triggering multi-chain TVL withdrawals, a public dispute over blame, and an Arbitrum Security Council freeze of roughly 30,766 ETH tied to the theft. Bitcoin has pushed toward the $78,000 area, holding in the high $70,000 range as spot ETF demand and institutional buying supported the market. Crypto funds recorded roughly $1.4 billion in inflows last week. Watch whether weekly ETF flows sustain that bid amid DeFi outflows. On policy, the BIS warned the roughly $320 billion stablecoin market poses financial stability and AML risks and urged coordinated global rulemaking to avoid fragmentation. The SEC has also marked leadership shifts in its crypto posture over the past year, according to reporting in today's brief. Institutional and on-chain moves were notable. Strategy bought 34,164 BTC for $2.54 billion, lifting its holdings above 800,000 BTC. While Bitmine added 101,627 ETH in its largest weekly haul of 2026. Arbitrum governance moves to handle the frozen ETH remain a near-term catalyst. Broader market items to note include a collapse in the Rave token after an on-chain investigator flagged alleged manipulation, Coinbase launching UK loans denominated in USDC backed by BTC, ETH and CBETH, and reports that Tron powered about $2 trillion in USDT transfers in Q1. Key levels and events to watch are Bitcoin around the high $70,000 area, weekly ETF flows, and Arbitrum's governance actions on the frozen 30,766 ETH. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.